Let's shift gears a little bit. We're going to get out to the hotline and welcome in Stephen Salzberg. He is a professor of computer science at the University of Maryland, and a man that is actually the director of the Center of Bioinformatics and Computational Biology at that school. Boy, that's a mouthful. Hello, Professor. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
We really appreciate you jumping on with us, and it's fun to get a chance to talk to you. I was very interested in reading some of the things that that you've had to say. Now, we know your background, very impressive. You were, I mean, an award-winning scientist, also a man that helped track down the anthrax attacks, the people that were using that, a paper that you wrote helped the FBI to figure out exactly where that stuff came from. But your cause celeb here, or the one that we're hearing about now, is this idea of colleges getting out of the game of football, of taking college football and reducing the profile of that particular sport. Can you explain why?
Yeah, I've observed over the years as football has gotten bigger and bigger, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy football. I played it as a kid. I've gone to many games. But it has taken over the priorities of many big universities. This doesn't apply to small colleges to such an extent that I think it's really just gone too far, and there's no way to sort of simply scale it back. And I think the best solution would be just to remove it from the universities entirely, because it's really not part of our mission, and it's really distracting the university administrations to a very significant extent from their core mission, which should be education. So it's not that they should get rid of it. My proposal is, since many people claim, I don't actually believe this, but many people claim it self-supporting or even profitable, then we could simply say to the football organization at our major universities that they could go independent. They could pay a licensing fee to the university to use the name and the logo. The students could still go to the games. The football could pay rent for the stadium, and everybody would win, and the university could get back to focusing on its core mission of education and research. Of course, a lot of people disagree with me on that.